This winter, we had a winter Bible study that was Women of the Bible. And we discussed what was kind of, I guess you could say, we had some good girls and we had some bad girls. And if you were present for those, you'll understand. And if you've not been able to watch those, I encourage you to go back and on our Facebook page watch some of those. But you can find some that was in the Scripture. We had some about Jezebel, Brother Don Curtis taught on. And we had Athaliah done many horrible deeds. She was a wicked, wicked woman. But we also had some good women that loved their families, that loved the Lord. And I'm thankful for those. And today I pray that this might be an encouragement. It might be a help to you. I want to read. We're going to take our reading from 1 Samuel this morning, but I want to read a couple of verses from Ephesians before I get over there. Ephesians in the 6th chapter. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord. So training them and encouraging them and mild and light rebuke in the Lord. But it says, children, obey your parents. And also, as we heard this morning about the Ten Commandments instructs us to honor our father and our mother, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live as long upon the earth. And so we're instructed to obey our parents, to love them, to respect them, to honor them. And the Scripture teaches us that our life may be long upon the earth. And as that's recorded, as Paul said, that's the first commandment with a promise. And I'll assure you that when God makes a promise, it's true. So this morning, as I said, I want to take some reading from the first book of Samuel, and I want to look at a woman by the name of Hannah. And I realize this morning that most of you are familiar with her, but I really feel not only through her, but different women of the Bible, that we can see the love of God through them. We can see the faith that they had when we look at the mother of Moses, who trusted in God so much that she placed her child in that ark, in that basket, and my picture was a picture of the ark, and she floated him down the river, and she entrusted the Lord with her child. And there's different places in the Scripture, even in the New Testament, that we can find those mothers that love their children. And as I've always tried to encourage each and every mother here, I'm thankful for my mother, I'm thankful for my grandmother, I'm thankful for the women that God has placed in my life that's been an encouragement to me. It's been a help to me. They've been spiritual mothers to me. And I'm thankful for them. But the greatest thing that I believe that you can give your child, the greatest thing that you can leave them, is not material-based things. Things that are going to perish. Things that are going to go away. That they might enjoy them for just a season of time, but the things that endure are those things of God. The things of God will endure. Those things that you can teach them and bring them up about telling them about your experience and what God has done for you in your life, and just being that example for them. And this morning I want to continue to encourage you in that. Continue to live your life in a way that God would be pleased with, and continue to share with your family and with the world about what Jesus has done for you. And so this morning, as we've said before, I want to look here about a woman named Hannah. And I want to take for a reading, my thought comes from the second chapter in the 18th verse. It says, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with his linen excuse me, with his linen ephod, I may mispronounce that incorrectly. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, "The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord." And they went into their own home, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, we can find here in this first and second chapter, with the mistakes that we've made reading, we can find in this first and second chapter about a woman by the name of Hannah. And when you look up her name in the Hebrew, you'll find that her name is referenced towards favor. And when we look at what the word grace is, which means unmerited favor, you'll find that I believe there's a symbolism in that for her name meaning grace. And so we find here that this woman, her name is Hannah. And the Lord had shut up her womb that she could not bear a son. And in this time, you'll find that her husband had 2 wives, which I don't believe the Lord is pleased in all of these things, but it was, God overlooked, or what you'd say, winked at this ignorance, if you will. And God didn't set up a marriage that way. But he had 2 wives. And the first one, she was able to bear children. Now, we have no record of how she was, how many children she had. But we'll find in the scripture here that I believe her personality, if you will, her demeanor towards Hannah was off-putting. I believe the scripture says that her husband, Hannah's husband, loved her. And he had a great love for her, and I believe that he loved her as far as his expression of love. He had a greater amount of love than he did for his other wife. And I believe she was jealous of that. There was a great animosity, if you will, in her heart. And Hannah had a hard time, if you will, understanding and realizing why her womb was shut up. But you'll find in the scriptures that God had closed it. And he had shut up her womb. Now, I want to stop there for just a moment this morning and say that God's, and I've spoke about this last week, but God's ways, we don't always understand. But I want you to know this morning that God has a purpose and he has a plan for everything. God seems to me a lot of times that his ways and the way things God, the things that God does is a mystery to me a lot of times. It's like Paul said that we look through that glass darkly. And my friend, we get a little vision of things from time to time. But there's a lot of times we're looking for the answers. We're looking to understand the purpose and the reasoning behind God's plans. But God had a plan here for Hannah that she could not see, she could not understand. And as they went up for the yearly sacrifice, you'll find there that it says that it came to pass, this is in the 12th verse of the first chapter, that she continued praying before the Lord, and Eli marked her. Now, I want to back up here in this 11th verse, and it says, "And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." Now, she was talking about here that razor in symbolism of the Nazarite, and you'll find here that there were certain things that they, it was, I guess, their commitment went deeper than just being part of that Levitical priestly tribe. They weren't to cut their hair, they weren't to drink wine. They weren't to be around those that were dead. There were different things that they were not permitted to do. And most of the time, you'll find that their commitment started. Now, we'll, when you read about Samson, he was a Nazarite from his birth, but that was not very common. But you'll find here that Hannah, she prayed this prayer, and she prayed in her affliction. And she said, "Remember me and forget me not, And she said, if thou would permit me to have a man-child, I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Now, she had committed this in her heart. She was grieved in her heart because she had a desire that she might be permitted to have this child. And it says here, as Eli was there, which was the priest, the high priest, and it says, and it come to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. And now Hannah had spake it in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken and put away thine wine for thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of my abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereunto. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And with the mistakes that we've made reading, here it is, Hannah. She goes and she finds herself there standing before before Eli, and she begins, as Eli looks out and as she's praying, her mouth is moving, but there's no words that's coming out. And this morning, I want you to know, though Hannah here is praying for a child, I want you to know that I'm thankful this morning for the prayers of a godly woman, for a mother that loves her children. This morning, that I realized this morning that we oftentimes look for answers, and I've said this before this morning, that mothers, they have such a vital and important part in their children's lives. This morning, that even today, that when I think about my wife and how blessed that I am, and this morning I want to be a good father and I want to be a good daddy, but I want you to know this morning that when those children are sick, when those children are hurting, this morning when those children have questions about things, they go to their mother and they ask their mother. And I'm thankful this morning that God has given me a godly mother, one that loves the Lord, one that fears the Lord, one that prays, one that seeks out the counsel of God. And I'm not just trying to puff her up this morning, but I'm thankful for her. And this morning I want you to know you need to be thankful for your mothers. The ones that God has given you, and I'm speaking this morning to you that are seated here with us, that just as Hannah had a great burden upon her heart, my friend, this morning, I know that there's some mothers here that have children that maybe are in the world, maybe their children haven't been saved this morning. I want you to know this morning, mothers, keep praying and keep seeking the counsel of God. Keep looking to the Lord this morning. And I know and I believe in my heart that God will answer your prayer. You've got to keep going to the Lord. And we need a burden. Now, I want to say this morning. When I think of mothers, I think about how much I trusted my grandmother, how much I trust my mother. When we think of a mother's love for her child, God's love is, to me, it's unexplainable. The love of God. How that he could love somebody like me. But then we think of a mother's love and how much she loves her children, how much she cares for them. And to me, I it's hard for me to explain. When I think about the counselors, and listen, I know you've been there too. But when I think about, if you could calculate it in miles, how many times my wife has rocked our children to sleep, well, I would say that she's probably could have went halfway around the world. She's put a blue million miles on a rocker. When I think about the times that those little fellas at night times been crying because they're upset or they're scared or they've got fevers and hurting, and who's the one they go to? They go to mama. And I'll tell you this morning, and I told somebody the other day, I can't remember who I was talking to, But I'll tell you, she's a mama bear. She'll protect them babies. And I know this morning, you're just that away. You love your children too, and there's not a thing in the world that you wouldn't do to help them. But my friend, this morning, when it comes to the things of God, we come to a certain point to where I told you here the other day that it's something supernatural that takes place. And I know this morning as a mother that you might have a desire that your children might be saved, that they might have a home in heaven. But my friend, there's only so far this morning that you can go with them. And my friend, then it comes to a point to where God has to do the rest of it. I said before that I trust my mother. I trusted my grandmother. And when I think back on it, and listen, they couldn't save me. But my friend, when they told me about being saved, that there's something to this old-time way, I'm thankful that I adhered to it. Listen, I didn't think that it was something made up, but when they stood and shouted and the Spirit of God was there, it was real to me. It was real. It influenced my life. I seen that they had something that I didn't have. And my friend, this morning, I want you to know that they need to see that about you, that there's something there. I'm thankful this morning for the influences that God has placed in my life. Now, I just ask you that question maybe this morning. Do you think your mother would make something up? There's something to this old-time way. I knew that when she stood and she testified and when she talked to me and when I was a little boy, and I've told y'all that there wasn't no bedroom doors on the bedrooms there at home, and I'd be laying under my covers there in that old house that was cold. I'll tell you, I can remember a time when I heard that woman praying for me. She was praying, and I knew that she meant it in her heart that she wanted me to be saved. This morning, there's something about that. I knew there was something about being saved. And I wanted it. I wanted to go where they were going to go. And I'm thankful this morning, though my grandmother's gone from me in this flesh, and that woman meant the world to me, I'm going to see her again someday. Brother Strode, you're going to see your mama again someday. And it's going to be a wonderful homecoming. Hannah here, she had a burden. But I want you to notice where she went to. She went to God. She went to the Lord. Eli, thinking that she was drunk, which would raise the question of what was going on at that time, we'll find there that his sons were wicked men. They were wicked. I told you before that God had a plan. So Hannah had instructed that if the God would give her a son, that she would commit him to him all the days of his life. It said that she rose up early in the morning. She went home, and the Lord remembered her. She did conceive. Now, during this time, in this 23rd verse, it says, her husband here speaking to her, he says, "Do what seemeth good. Tarry until thou wean him. Only the Lord establish his word." So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. Now, I don't know. I've read some commentaries, probably between the ages of 2 and 3 years old. And it says here that when she had weaned him, she took him up with her and 3 bullocks and 1 fed of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Now, this 27th verse, it says, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, what I ask him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord," and he worshiped the Lord there. Now, I want you to understand here that God will keep his promises. But my friend, we need to be careful this morning on the vows and the promises that we make to God. And my friend, this morning, I believe in all of my heart that God had a purpose here for Samuel. He had a purpose for his life that we could not see. I told you before that Eli's sons was wicked. You can read that on your own reading this morning. But I believe that God was looking for a man that he could place in this position, that he would basically be the one that would take over Eli's position, if you will, as high priest. And here it is, we have Samuel. And the Lord, Hannah couldn't see that. I don't believe Eli could see that at that time. But I want you to know that Hannah was persistent. She kept her vow, and she brought him there to the Lord after she had weaned him. I want you to think about that for just a moment. I want you to think about how hard that would have been. I want you to think about it from the fleshly side of things this morning. She had prayed for this child. She said, "For this child have I prayed." And my friend, this morning I want you to know that we need to be praying for our children. We need to be praying for the world that they're growing up in. We need to be praying for the things that are going on in this life. As a mom and daddy, you need to be praying for their souls, that they might be saved. If they want to go out and be a president of the United States, or I've got one that wants to be a scientist, but this morning I want you to know the greatest thing that will ever happen to them is being born again. And my friend, I want them to be saved more than anything else in this world. And they come to me and tell me, "Daddy, I've been born again. I know what it is to be saved. I've got a testimony of salvation. And I know in my heart that I'm going to see them again in heaven." Honey, if they want to go to college and do great things, I want them to be successful. But the greatest thing in this world I want for them is to know what it is to be saved. Here it is. Hannah, she had prayed for this child, and she committed him to the Lord. And my friend, this morning, the only person besides my wife, and I love y'all, but I entrust my children with God. My friend, I want you to know the Lord has never failed me. He's never let me down one time. And Hannah entrusted her child with God. She entrusted him with the Lord. And my friend, this morning, we need to entrust our children with God. Entrust them, train them up in the way that they should go, that when they're old, they'll not depart from Him. I want you to read after here some of Hannah's thoughts. Here in this second chapter, it says, "Hannah prayed and said in her heart, Rejoice in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." And she began to rejoice. And I'm telling you, the very thing that she had prayed about, the very thing that she had asked God for, she had to turn right around and give it back to the Lord. And my friend, this morning, I want you to know that as God's people, we've got to be willing to sacrifice some things in our life. And I believe this was one of those things that the Lord had granted her. But my friend, if you're going to follow the Lord, you're going to have to sacrifice some things in this life. You're going to have to let some things of the world go. If you want a relationship with God, if you want to feel His presence, listen, you're going to have to sacrifice some of these worldly things. But I want you to imagine what her heart felt like here as she surrendered the very thing that she desired more than anything. But what did she do? She didn't lay down and just become sorrowful in her own heart. She said, "I rejoice in the God of my salvation. Because though I am weak, He is strong." Because she trusted and had confidence. She had faith in the Lord. And this morning, I want you to know that was her testimony. Now listen, it says, Samuel, I mentioned this verse, and I'm going to close just here shortly. It says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with his linen of..." Ephod, I believe. "Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer a yearly sacrifice." Every year, as Samuel was here with Eli, that dressing was a priestly garment. He had been doing the things, I don't know how old he was at this point, but he had been doing in the service of God. I don't know If he'd been lighting the candles, I don't know if he would have been opening doors. I don't know if he'd been learning music. I don't know exactly what he would have been doing. But I want you to know that he had been in service to God. He had been learning. The Bible says here at the end of this that the child Samuel grew in the Lord. He began to grow. And my friend, if there's anything in this world today is mothers and fathers that we should want for our children is that they might grow in the Lord, that they might grow in His Word, that they might grow in His service. And we need to encourage our young people this morning to grow in the service of God. And we need to train them up this morning. And it says here that she made him a little coat and brought it to him year for year. You think about this morning, that coat that she made him. That was another priestly garment that you can read about, it being in essence a robe. And she made it for him. And I can just imagine as she sat there, every stitch being sewed with love. She could have no greater desire to know, I believe in my heart, and I can't speak for Hannah, but I believe she loved the Lord and I believe she trusted the Lord, that her son was honoring God, that her son was working for the Lord. And this morning I want you to know that even as a daddy, there's nothing that swells my heart anymore to know that my boys want to work for God. I recall a time when I remember Jessica, I'd walk in at nighttime. We got a baby monitor in there, and I'd walk by the bedroom. And I'm not puffing her up. I know y'all are the same way. But I'd walk by that bedroom, and I'd hear her singing songs about the Lord. There wasn't a soul in that bedroom but her and that baby. And as a daddy, that just swells my heart. I've got a 3-year-old little boy that walks around the house all day long singing, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. As a daddy, that just swells my heart because I want him to know about somebody touching him. I want him to know someday what it means to sing that song, that somebody touched me. This morning, mamas, I love you and I appreciate you. And you've got a hard job. To say that I didn't get into a little mischief whenever I was a young man would be an understatement. But mama loved me. Mama was always there for me. But I'm going to tell you something, young person. Mama's not always going to be around. For those that's been born again that has an experience of salvation, there will come a day when they'll leave this life. But I'm telling you this morning that there is one that will always be around. And that's Jesus. Somebody, there's always Him to be able to go to. I'm thankful that He's always been my help in very present trouble. I've needed Him more times than I can count. I was thinking about that coat that she made him, Hannah did. And y'all might think this is silly, but I got to think about as I read that, my mama used to sew all my shirts. When I was little, she'd sew every one of my shirts. That's what I went to school in. She'd cut out that pattern and she'd sew every one of my shirts. And at the time, I thought, boy, I wish I could be like everybody else. I wish I could have my shirts like everybody else's got. But I tell you what I didn't realize was the love and the time that went into making them shirts that she sent me to school. Well, there's a mother's love like we can't understand. But I'm thankful for the love of God. When I think of the love of my mother and how much she loves me, it's just a shadow to the love of God. You think about how much you love your children, and you think about how much they love you, and then you think about the love of God, how much He loves you. that he gave his son for you, that you might have life and have it more eternal. He said that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The love of God, I can't understand it. But I'm thankful for the peace that he'll give your heart. This morning, I'm thankful for praying mothers. I'm thankful for ones that we live in such a culture now, it seems like, that we're so consumed with time and it's hard to make time to do anything. I'm thankful for mothers that pray for their children. I'm thankful for mothers that pray for their husbands. And I'm thankful for the mother that is maybe single and she's having a hard time, but she still makes the effort to bring her children to church. Listen to me this morning. It seems like you're going through a whole lot. I'm not saying that being a mother's an easy thing. I'm not trying to puff Jessica up this morning. There's afternoons that she's just ready to pull her hair out. But I'm thankful for good moms. Go to the Lord. Ask him to be your help and your guide. This morning, we want to recognize our mothers. I had some other scripture. I'm trying not to. Well, I am going to read it to you.